This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Today on 92.3, the Fan Loaded Show, we are talking sports. That's what we do here. And Andrew Berry is going to be talking Browns at 1 o'clock today. You can catch it live during Baskin and Phelps on Sports Radio 92.3, the Fan. An instant reaction by the boys. Baskin been dealing a little bit with cold and flu season. I think he's back today with Phelps. But they are going to be reacting to what they hear. Andrew Berry will talk, I believe, right at 1 and should be like a 15-minute window. And then Daryl Ryder is in for Kent Carman today. Kevin Stefanski.
Tomorrow.
We will hear from tomorrow.
Yep.
Same time?
Yes. Well, I don't know about same time, yeah. But we'll hear from him tomorrow.
All right. And, of course, we'll carry that live as well. 216-474-0092. Hey, something happened overnight that directly impacts your Cleveland Cavaliers, and that was an overtime thriller. With the Minnesota Timberwolves coming from down 20, you see more and more of that in the NBA. You see more blowouts in the NBA because of the three-point situation. You also see more huge, huge comebacks. You're never really out of a game. Unless you're
except for if you're playing the Cavs.
Yeah, well, the Cavs have held on to those leads. They've dominated, and they've had a lot of wire-to-wire victories.
40-0 and leading after three.
So what changed last night is the Cavs now have, by themselves, by their lonesome, the best record in the NBA. They've got 25 games to go and this delightful season, which was a nice fun start, right? Were they 15-0?
Yep.
Now it's not only are they legitimate, I mean, they are an absolute dynamo. They're a powerhouse. And I'm starting to see more and more people say, yeah, not only are they going to give Boston all they could ever want in a series, but they could actually beat them. And I've been somebody that has been so hesitant to do that out of respect to the Celtics. I said earlier this year, the Celtics, to me, have the most perfect group, the perfect roster you can build in this new era of the CBA. And now I'm sitting there going, yeah, well, you know, Cavs are pretty good too. And I wouldn't be as stunned as I would have been even like a month ago if the Cavs pulled it off and beat them four times in a seven series. We're going to have home court advantage now. Like, that is gone, unless there is a crazy influx of injuries for the Cavs. And even then, they could still hold on. What are they, six games ahead of Boston for that number one seed? Things are shifting here. Things are shifting dramatically to where they have been the hunter. Are they now the hunted? Can you say that, Daryl? Are they going to get the best shot like tonight?
They've been
national
getting the
television.
Best shot. You've already been getting it. They're already the hunt. Once they started 15-0, they absolutely became the
hunter.
You think
every team is now measuring where they're at with where the Cavs are?
Yeah, you've got the dregs of the league when they come to Cleveland. Like, if you beat the Cavaliers, that just made your season, right? That's where you're at. By the way, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Going to join me for game 1 of the NBA Finals at Rocket Arena in June? Will you be there with me? Going to come over? Hang out?
Well, if I'm
maybe we throw one
then,
back?
By then, the kids are old enough. I'm allowed to get out of the house then.
Take them and throw a phone right in front of them.
I have not been to a Cavs game this year.
Maybe have the kids watch Little Miss Rachel while
Well, I need a suite.
On.
If somebody can procure a suite, then Miss Rachel will be blaring in the suite
on the TV instead of the game.
Yeah, you don't need it on the game. You got the game out in front of you, especially the lower suites. That's a game changer. That is a congratulations on all your success. I'd like to start. I told my wife we got to go to a game now. Like, let's go. Let's jump on the bandwagon here. Because I've been forbidden to leave the house.
Can I interest you in a different form of entertainment?
Okay, go ahead. Is she back?
Yeah.
Especially for a Cavs playoff run?
You're back. That's how you know it's legit. That's how you know they believe they're going to the finals.
Now, this isn't like getting Aaron Rodgers at age 40. Like, Red Panda's back with a renewed passion.
She killed it last year.
Oh, okay, because there were some worries about 4 years ago.
Oh, perfect performance last year at halftime in Cleveland.
I think even Bill Belichick at one point said there were diminished skills for the Red Panda.
All the balls landed on her head.
He's in a much different age bracket.
That's trouble. She's way too old for Bill Belichick these days. Daryl, it is a little different from being the plucky upstarts, the try-hard Cavs. It's a bit different from that to where I think the Cavs are the rest of the year because you got Stephen A. Smith after they crushed his New York Knicks on Friday night saying,
"All right, you know what? Now
legit.
I'm worried.
You've got everybody saying they're legit now.
Now I'm really concerned. If Screamin' A is behind the Cavs, that might be the kiss of death."
Stephen A., by the way, fourth, if you're scoring at home on some of these overseas accounts, fourth by the numbers in charge for somebody that could be the Democratic nominee in 28? Yeah. Fourth. Would you put your money on him? That's a conversation for a different day. But when Stephen A. Smith
and a different station.
The national pundits are all starting to not only give your Cavs love, like it's one thing to say, whoa, they could pose a little bit of a threat to the Celtics. Like they're saying now the Celtics have to be worried.
Are you ready to not be the plucky upstarts anymore? As a fan.
I mean, that was fun where you had no expectations, right. Win a bunch of regular season games.
Because I feel like I've been there since, game 40 of the season this year.
Where you've been where?
Where I'm no longer interested in being the plucky upstarts. It kind of sucks because it takes some of the fun out of the regular season for me. But I'm just...
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Expecting an NBA Finals appearance now.
It's a tough expectation to have because like Vegas still has you as the third best odds to win the championship. And it seems like still when I hear most, they're still saying the Celtics. If the Celtics play their game, they're going to win. But that's different from, hey, the Celtics are going to breeze their way to the NBA Finals. I'm not hearing anybody say that now.
No.
The Cavs are now being factored into that discussion. Before, it was all Celtics. If they just stay healthy, it's them.
That's true. I mean, I watched what Kristaps did the last time we played him, and he did whatever he wanted to.
Yeah, he missed a bunch of shots,
Jaylen Brown
too.
Did whatever he wanted to, and Jason Tatum did whatever he wanted to.
I mean, but
and
now...
And then they went out and got DeAndre Hunter.
Now,
and I feel totally different about the team, and I don't know why.
Well, they haven't lost since
they've DeAndre died. Hunter was the... next big thing in basketball, but he apparently is the next big thing on the roster as far as stretching out the defense and playing on the perimeter. And
well, still coming off the bench too, and that seems to be a role that he's most comfortable in, and the Cavs are most comfortable having him in.
If Game 7's here in Cleveland, the Celtics are going home.
Whoa! That's an official decree, Daryl.
Book it.
So what changed? What happened?
I just believe in
that. How long have you felt this way?
Once they traded for DeAndre Hunter, it's over. Yeah. That was, unlike Owen, for me, the over the top move because they needed somebody that could help them on the perimeter against a team like Boston. And once they made that trade, because as much as I like Caris LeVert and George Niang, I don't think you're matching up with the Celtics the right way. Once they brought in DeAndre Hunter, I'm like, if Game 7... Now, if it's in Boston, I have a little different thought.
Yeah,
winning a Game 7 on the road is different. But
Game
7 here
Friday.
In Cleveland, Celtics are going home. Massive home floor advantage for the Cavaliers. Yeah.
You're down 2-1 in the series. Got a game on Friday. have to win that game to keep this a true six-game. Well, it'd be a seven-game lead by then.
Or so, yeah.
Potentially more, depending how the rest of the week plays out. But
I am interested to see who actually plays Friday night, though, for both teams.
I said something to Owen off the air. If I'm Boston, and maybe they're just above this, but if you want to play mind games with the Cavs and not give the Cavs any kind of momentum, any confidence, I think I might give that game to the Cavs. I think I might not play. That might be a load management game if I'm Boston. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're too proud to get in the mud like I would.
Right.
But, you know, the Cavs, if they win that game on Friday and you're fully healthy and they're fully healthy, I mean, I think it's going to change a lot of the opinions, because that last game won't mean anything where Boston kind of controlled that game coast to coast.
Kenny Atkinson's not going to hold back. That's just not his style.
No, I wouldn't say so either. No,
you know what I mean? He's going to, if they're available, he's going to play his guys. But I agree with you. Like, if I'm the Celtics, I might think about sitting a guy or two so that the Cavs can't get any tape.
Well, because they're not going to catch the Cavs now, right? I mean,
no.
Six games.
No.
Just looking at the schedule the rest of the way.
No.
Well, they're definitely they're not catching them. There'll be 23 games left after that for the Cavs. They're definitely not catching them if the Cavs have a seven-game lead.
Yeah.
And there is no – and they don't hold the tiebreaker.
Yeah, with the are the Celtics right now in their mind, are they conceding that they're probably not going to be the number one seed?
Well, that's fine. Let's go. Then I expect to be in the NBA Finals. If you already have a team conceding to you this point in the season, I expect NBA Finals.
Now, the Cavaliers, and I wonder where the fans are on this, 216-474-0092, because you're saying, Daryl, you're saying DeAndre Hunter changed it for you. Owen, you basically been saying this for the better part of a month.
I didn't know how they were going to get it done. Because I watched them play head-to-head against that team, and it looked pretty scary. But at the same time, do I believe that Boston's going to be completely healthy come the end of May and June? I don't. I don't think that they have I don't believe that Kristaps is going to stay off the bench, which he was on the bench for the majority of that series last year.
Yes.
That was a little earlier in the season, though. Just one round earlier. But still, my confidence is through the roof. It's ruined it's not ruined the regular season, but it's taken some of the fervor out of the regular season for me. But that's okay. They're putting us on TNT tonight. I mean, against the Magic, against that first round matchup from last year, against the team that took us to seven games.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this game. You're 7.5-point favorites. I think Ken Carmen's going to be in the crowd.
He better be. He's down there.
Is it a bad move? If Kenny, he's already got golf on the itinerary this week. Is his wife going to allow him to throw a few back and enjoy some Cavs hoops?
I think if he takes the
I'm going to be
him.
Looking for him in the crowd tonight.
Well, good seats available. I'm looking at the tickets. It's not bad.
Ken's not hard to miss in a crowd.
$25 get-in price down there. Do they still call it the O-Arena?
I have no idea what they call it.
The Amway Arena?
No, it's the Kia Center down there in
Kia
Florida.
Center.
All right, 216-474-0092. Are you guys like Daryl? Are you converted? The Cavaliers, have they gone from the hunter to the hunted? They have the best record in the NBA right now, and they have a national television game against a team that they had an absolute slugfest with. Seven-game war a season ago. Is that what you are expecting tonight?